start everything recording so then Kelly can dial in the middle of it and call me. Awkward. Awkward. Apparently the audio's shit and Pete's off to bed. Excellent. We'll put the audio right now, he's gone. Hello, welcome to the Christmas quiz. Yes, oh dear me. It's the Mech Show. And they've invited me along again to do the fun stuff. Most of the year I spend time trying to find out who's naughty or nice. But at this time of the year, I get to find out who's a complete twat. Joining me to battle for that title, I've got four wonderful people. Top left, starting us off, first time on the show, I gather, Bob Levitis. He doesn't talk, apparently.
Say something?
Yes, video and audio.
Bob Levitis, nice to be here.
Yes. There's Kelly on cue.
You have an incoming call from Kelly.
Are alive.
That'd be Kelly then. Hello, Kelly.
Oh my goodness.
Start your video, girl. Anyway, Bob Levitis, how are you doing, sir?
I'm great. How are you?
Now, has anyone ever said to you, no, I'm Levitis?
Not yet.
Okay. Because you might do that at the end of the show.
You could try that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Dr. Mac, now with a title like that, you've got to be sweating a little bit here. Because performance is everything.
The pressure is immense. Intense.
No performance anxiety, I hope.
Not so far.
Good man. Good man. That's what we want to hear. Confidence. Brilliant.
It's what the blue pills are for.
Oh, really? That's why the original Azure Mac. Blue to improve performance.
Bondi blue.
Bondi blue, yes. Oh, Kelly's gone. There we go. Form. Jesus Christ, what a bunch of... I'm going to talk to the only other professional here then, Will Green.
I've never been accused of being a professional.
The surprise just choked him. How the devil are you, Greeny? Long time no see.
Yes, I'm very well. I'm very well. How are you? Happy Christmas.
I'm very well, thank you. I don't respond to anything, but that's good. How's Telford? Any snow yet?
Not much. No, not a fat lot, if honest.
Covered in soot still.
Yes.
From the Industrial Revolution.
And radioactive dust particles. Yeah. Well, that's great.
Excellent, excellent. In the middle, it's Weeders.
Hello.
With a mouldy Christmas tree in the background.
That's not mouldy Christmas tree.
I thought you said it was made out of mould.
What? No, it's made out of plastic.
Oh, okay, got a plastic mold, got you.
So it came out of a mold, yeah.
Ah, right.
I'm good, yes. Excellent. How was your good self?
I was sweating it because I'm due to start in a couple of hours, so.
You
said I
yes.
got 24, but actually I've only got 12, because of course Christmas Day starts earlier elsewhere.
Oh, no, I don't care about the rest of the world.
Scotland is not the centre of the universe.
Oh, but it is.
Yes, and the Earth's flat, typical. And, and last, but by no means least, because Kelly's not back yet, Mr. Swagger.
Hello.
How the devil? You're very quiet. How the devil are you?
Why am I so quiet? I don't get it.
You're good to talk.
Is that better?
That's much better, yes. Now, have we had a fun month or what, old boy?
Oh, yes, yes, we have. It's been a hell of a ride, shall we say.
I've enjoyed talking to you immensely in real time.
Yeah, it's worked quite well. Every day is a pain in the ass to get a hold of you, but it's been great.
It's good not to do pre-recorded messages, don't you think?
It's got to be live. It's
the way forwards, absolutely. Right, so we're going to start, and Gamon can catch up. So that's her handicap, because I think she won last year. So there you go. Yeah, she won, so I think there's a handicap. Well, she's won one year anyway. Mr. Levitis, being as you're the first one, and also it's your first time here, all you have to do is pick a number between 1 and 20, and I shall ask you that question.
1.
It's not supposed to be the hardest part of the entire day. Could I ask...
It's like rocket surgery.
Could I ask everyone to keep a note of the questions that have gone and their own scores, please?
Okay. Or their own scores, or we're doing this like golf.
Well, okay, because someone else keeps scores for everyone. Then. Question 1.
Let Paul do it. It's like golf. He's in Scotland, so he's got to do the score in there.
So, So a question, what we'll do is we'll do one question. If you get it wrong, it goes open to someone else on the panel. And if you get that wrong, then it goes to the chat room. First one to type the answer in the chat room after the question's been answered wrong, we'll get the point. So if they type it before, no point. Okay. Question one then goes to Bob Levitis. What significant product did Microsoft release for the iPad this year?
Microsoft Office.
Office for iPad, or you could have had OneNote as well. But it's not really significant, is it?
You have an incoming call from Kelly.
Oh, dear.
Prepare for giggles.
Kelly, you have been disqualified.
Yes. Kelly, hello?
Hello, Kelly.
Hello, Kelly.
Kelly.
Hello, Kelly. Kelly. Here, Kelly, Kelly.
Yeah, she's not there.
Hello, Kelly. Oh,
oh, she's
God.
Gone. Okay. I missed that. Bob got the right answer, didn't he? Bob, I didn't hear what Santa, your opinion was on the matter.
Office for iPad was the correct answer. I did allow that he could have had OneNote, although it's a piece of shit. But there you go.
You said significant.
I did, exactly. Which is why you're right. Office, well done, sir. Two points to Mr. Levitis.
Two, or were 2 points for a correct answer? Oh, yeah, because it's 1 point for a pass.
We're throwing open for one, yeah. There we go. Next one, then, I guess, is Mr. Wheatley.
Okay, go.
Go, Paul, which question do you want?
I would like number one, please.
Question...
number 20, please.
This is going to get very tiring very quickly. Question 20. In an interview in June, Tony Fadell said he wished he could have shown what to Steve Jobs?
Oh, my goodness. Is it...
I'll give you a clue. It's not his dick.
It's not his dick, right? Okay.
That's Tim.
Is it a porcelain... I really don't know this one. I'm going to go a wild guess and say the Apple Watch.
Really? Tony Fadell wished he could have shown Steve Jobs the Apple Watch. No, that's the wrong answer.
Ah, damn it. Right, okay.
That's the wrong. Get ready, chat room. Get ready to steal. Who wants to steal this one? Mr. Levitis? Mr. Swagger? Will Green?
I can't.
Who dares? Muller in the chat room is coming with the wrong answer. It's not nipple clamps. What would
really type that?
Well, he can type fast. In an interview in June, Tony Fadell said he wished he could have shown what to Steve Jobs?
Is it a bust of Steve Jobs made entirely out of cheddar?
Based on the fact it's not your question now because you got it wrong, no. The answer, I'm surprised at this, the answer is the Nest.
Of course, Tony Fadell. Yeah, of course.
Was it the way I said it? Is it my fault? His Windows phone, says Big Russ. No, chat room lost because Mullerbike typed his nipple clamp too early. So you've got to wait for your turn. Oh, yes, there's negative marking.
I've heard Mullerbike does type too early. Yeah.
Yes. Take a blue pill. Greeny. Mr. Green. Will Green. Your turn, sir. You can't have 1 or 20. Because you pissed around with this last year.
Number six, please.
Number six. Shit, there's too much scrolling to wear gloves. I want capacitive touch gloves for Christmas, please, Mrs. Claus. Question six. iCloud security was bolstered this year despite not having failed. What was the scandal?
Well, it was hacked, wasn't it?
No. It wasn't.
It was. The iCloud thing was hacked, wasn't it?
No.
Oh, it definitely was.
Well, the question says, iCloud security was bolstered this year despite not having failed. What was the scandal?
It was hacked. Go on, sorry.
iCloud was not hacked, no.
It was.
I think that's a gray area, isn't it? I don't think it was hacked. But some people's passwords were bypassed and some celebrity selfies got released onto the internet.
That's right. Bonus point to Wheatley.
No, I'm not having that. That's not right. It was hacked, and as you say, they gave out information or passwords and photos and all that.
No, they didn't. They didn't give out any passwords. That's bollocks.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Well, hang on. We'll just check the scorekeeper. Yeah, he says that Paul gets a point.
Paul gets a point. Jolly good. There we go. Thank you. Thank you, Noel Edmonds.
That's rubbish, isn't it? Bob, will you back me up on this one?
I don't want to teach you to suck eggs here, William, but getting the right answer would help yourself. Immensely.
I did get the right answer.
No, you didn't. You didn't at all. Oh. Editing already at 10 minutes. Mr. Potty Mouth. I've got to try and write in sodding really white gloves now.
You've just texted me, haven't you?
Yes, really. Right. Cheated. Oh, well, tough shit. Swags. You want to go, mate? Yes. What do you want?
I'll go with lucky number 13.
Lucky 13. In June 2014, what happened to Apple stock?
Oh, it was, wasn't it? I can't remember. I don't know the term for it. It's like where they, I don't know, cut it in half, or they, you know what I mean? They.
Yes, I'll give you that, old boy. It was split.
Split, thank you.
Apple stock was split. Someone answer the door, for Christ's sake. There you go. Yes, 2 points to Kyle. At the end of that round, Kelly's got...
Kelly did just message me and say she's going to be here soon. Our Skype just crashed.
We'll save a question for Kelly then. That's at least she's apologised. So what's the end of, at the end of scores? Bob Levitis has 2. Will still has nothing.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. 2 for Kyle, but the leader with 1 is Paul Wheatley.
No, I've got 7 according to my score sheet.
Paul's got 2 points. He's got 2 points.
No, I've got 7.
Paul scores exactly like he does in golf. After one hole.
Paul have 7. He has 7 points. We've given out 7 questions.
Well, you told him to score it like golf, so after the first hole, Wheatley's always got 7 on the card.
This is a fix.
No, I've got 1 point. I've got 1. Calm down, Will.
Greedy's only been...
Take a drink.
That's where I get no points.
Greedy's only been coming for 5 years. Before he's worked this out.
Yes, sir.
Right, Bob, your question, sir.
Back to me.
Back to you, sir. Pick a number that hasn't
let's
gone.
See. 8.
According to Apple, what was the top single from the iTunes store this year?
You have an incoming call from Kelly.
No, that isn't it. You have an interesting call from Kelly was not even on the charts this year.
I totally agree. Totally agree.
Let me think.
Kelly, can you hear us?
I can indeed.
Something by Taylor Swift, I guess.
That's a good guess, but it's the wrong answer. Bad luck. Taylor Swift did very well, but it wasn't.
I'll take it.
Go on, then.
The U2 album.
No. Well, yes.
It's probably the most returned.
There's a good answer about listening to the question. What was the top single from iTunes this year? And Swagger says friggin' album. Jesus Christ, man. Can't see why they let you loose with the news each day. Anyone else want to guess?
I'll still say the U2 album.
Okay, chat room, it's yours. Chat room, top single in iTunes. First one to Google it and type the right answer.
Justin Bieber, One Direction?
No. Don't swear either, Bronwyn. The answer was Happy by Pharrell Williams.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Big Russ typed it just in time.
That song just makes me unhappy now. I've heard it damn much.
Point to Big Russ, because he typed that before I would have got it on the delay. So, Kelly.
Are we scoring the chat room as an entity, or are we scoring each people in the chat room separate?
The whole chat room. But okay. They can't type the answer until it's gone wrong the second time. Kelly, have you lost your video again?
Kelly.
Now you've lost your audio.
Lost Kelly again.
Hello,
oh,
Kelly.
Oh, dear.
Hello.
I'm still here.
Hello.
Oh, she's there.
Could you turn your volume up a shade?
I can certainly try.
And could you please giggle for us, just a little?
Bob.
That's about it, yeah.
That, on demand.
That obviously gives Bob wood.
Kelly, don't giggle too much. You'll get Santa too excited.
Right, Kelly, do you want your catch-up question? Which numbers have gone, someone?
13 and 8.
One.
There you go.
There you go. Any of those? Not those.
Kelly, no, not those?
Not those. Kelly's catch-up question. Here we go.
12.
Question 12. Tim Cook became the first CEO of a Fortune 500 company to be what this year?
Fabulous. He came out of the closet.
Yes. Openly gay is the right answer. I put openly in there because I bet there's a whole load of them that aren't, but there we go.
But don't actually come out and say it to the whole wide
exactly.
world.
Exactly. Exactly. Well done, Tim. Fine bravery. So that's Kelly's catch-up question. So who's had two questions? Bob's had two questions.
I've had two.
And Wheatley?
No.
No, right, not okay. So then we just pick a number.
Number 16, please.
What percentage of total digital sales were made with Apple Pay in November 2014?
1%.
Correct.
Yeah.
Did you just know that?
Back of the net.
That's broken the net, old boy, because that's I expected some twat to come out with 50% there or something.
No. It was mentioned in another podcast during last week and I heard it. And I thought, that's interesting.
Windriders pointed out that fabulous was also a good answer to the Tim question. Good point. Good point. 2 points to Wheatley then. Mr. Green, would you like to try and be excluded from this quiz once more? 11. Apple settled its patent fight with two companies this year. Can you name the companies?
Well, one's going to be Samsung, isn't it?
Absolutely. 1 point.
I'm guessing. Two companies.
One of them should be very close to you. Very close. Google, well done. 2 points.
Hey!
I just wanted to prove that this is not a fix and give Will an answer. Stop. I'll slip character. Don't do that.
Oh, you guys.
Kelly, what's your second question?
Okay. 4.
Question 4. Apple set aside years of rivalry with IBM recently, but can you name the two CEOs at the center of their discussions? That's a hard one. Well, half of it's hard.
Okay, so you want the CEO of Apple and the CEO of IBM.
Well done. Stop stalling and Googling.
Okay, I want to make sure I'm giving you...
Show me your hands, girl. Right Show answer. Me your hands. Hands up.
And...
Tim Cook, okay, 1 point.
And Rometty?
Oh, I'll give you a point for that. Jeannie Rometty. Very good.
Jeannie Rometty, okay.
That's impressed me. Because I didn't hear... You've got a noisy keyboard, haven't you, sir?
I do. It's super clacky.
Yeah, so... There we go. She didn't Google it. She's exonerated from cheating. What, Kelly?
Oh, obviously, I fancy you as well, Kelly. What's the IBM woman called again?
Ginny, what's Ginny her name? Rodden. I fancy her something rotten. Jesus, Will. No wonder it didn't work out for you as a teenager.
Yeah, I suppose.
I really fancy you. Bollocks to what your name is.
She's lovely, though, isn't she? And the nice thing is, it's IT, and she's a woman. That's jolly, isn't it?
Oh, stop sucking up to Kelly. Jesus Christ. And Kyle finishing off the round.
Yes, I'll go with number 9.
According to Apple, what was the top album? Did you hear that? Album, not single. Yeah. Album, yeah. Not movie. Album in iTunes Music Store this year.
U2's.
Wrong. Still wrong. Top selling album.
Top album
selling,
in iTunes
selling,
this year.
Selling.
Tops.
That U2 album was free.
Yeah, it's top selling.
Selling is the trick.
Is Kyle going for another try because he got it wrong?
He's typing.
Anyone else? I'm throwing it open.
Yes, me.
Go on.
1989 by Taylor Swift.
Wrong. The answer's Frozen.
God.
Of course.
Is that really the top album?
The Frozen soundtrack was top-selling album. Taylor Swift's came second despite only being released in November.
Because
it's obviously a classic.
That'd be damn scary though.
Taylor Swift's obviously a classic album, that's why. Yeah.
Right up there with Led Zeppelin 1.
Yes, yes, absolutely. scores at the end of that round. Bob Levitis has...
2.
2.
Yay!
Okay, Kelly has...
4.
2. 4.
She got 4. She got 2 right, yeah. Kyle Swagger has...
2.
2.
Will Green has...
Minus 7.
And I think there's a bit of stitching up going on here. Keep you calm, Will. Keep you calm.
And, I should have had four.
You've got 2.
Because someone else keeps score as well, just to check weekly.
I got the first question right.
Okay. No, he didn't. If you're going to go back to the first question, I'll back weekly. And weekly, how many have you got?
3.
3. Jolly good. Good, honest.
And the chat room has 1.
Chat room's got 1. Well done. 1982, says Big Russ. You're wrong. Even after the delay, when they said the limits. Never mind. Bob Levitis, your question, sir.
Okay, let's have number 17.
Number 17. In August, Apple initiated a battery return policy on which of its products?
iPhone.
I need to be specific, please, because it's only...
iPhone 5.
It was... No, it wasn't. Anyone else want to take this? iPhone 5, yes. Yes, sorry, Bob. I've got to be stiff on you.
I didn't say S. That was just simple microphone.
It was just the alcohol. At 9 a.m.
The breakfast beer.
The breakfast beer. Good man. Man after my own heart. I'm getting sick.
So where's the scoring going there? Because
that's a bonus for Kyle.
So that's 1 point for Kyle.
That makes up for the U2 crap.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing makes up for the U2 crop.
Yeah, Kelly. Kelly, give me a number.
Okay. 7?
Question 7. What was top of Google's searches on tech this year? Bearing in mind this is the Google Mac Show quiz.
What country?
iPhone 6.
No, it was Taylor Swift nude. Oh, no, sorry, that was top of my...
That's tech, yeah.
Maybe
what processor does she have?
Maybe my own Google Plus searches perhaps influenced the outcome of that question when I Googled. No, it's iPhone 6, yes, my apologies.
Yay!
And I've never Googled Taylor Swift nude, I promise. Kelly, no, Kelly's not... Oh, it's thrown me completely now. Weekly. Your show, Mr. Wheatley.
Could I have number 14, please?
Number 14. This is a tough one. You won't be able to Google this. In November, Apple stock hit a new all-time record of $119.75.
Mm-hmm.
What would that have been on the share price if the shares had not been split?
It'd be 125.
Good guess, but wrong answer.
Where's my calculator?
115.
119 what?
119.75.
738.25.
838.25.
Well, what's the cheating? Are we testing everyone's...
I multiplied. I didn't even Google it.
Okay, point to Levitis. I'll go with that. Only because he's been drinking.
You told me to. It was in the instructions.
Bloody right. Jolly good. Wait till you get to Big Show tonight, mate. Christ. I'll be a right mess.
So crack a beer and call in, so?
So Muller Bike, Wind Rider, and Big Russ in the chat room have all had the opportunity to treat properly, and they've all got it completely friggin' wrong.
they're answering me because I asked what questions were taken so that I didn't repeat any. So the numbers
yes,
are firing
yes,
off.
Yes, because question $700 has gone. Jesus.
Oh.
Question,
I didn't see those
question
yet.
9 pence has gone. I wouldn't mind, but that's
and
closest.
Bingo.
And bingo, yes. House. Greeny, your turn, sir.
Okay. I'm going to go for question. I've done 6. I will go for 4.
It's gone. Already gone.
Gone.
Three, then.
That's the one where you were lusting after Gina Rinetti.
Yeah.
Which question do you want?
Three.
Apple outed iOS 8 at WWDC, but what other significant innovation did they suggest might help developers? I'll give you a clue, Will, because I know you struggle with these recent ones. That was this year.
So, WWDC, yeah. I did watch it.
But they outed iOS 8 at WWDC, but what other innovation did they suggest might help developers?
Oh, it's that new software platform thing they've built, isn't it?
Yeah, go on. I've got to push you for the name, I'm afraid.
I can't remember.
Quickly, Will, quickly!
Come on, Will. Give me my point. Come on.
Is that a swallow outside the window?
I can't. No, it's not a swallow. It's quickly.
It's.
Hold on. Don't push me.
It's going faster than a swallow. It's going really.
It's. Oh. It's not a. Oh, Swift. Got it. Good. Well done, Greeny. Where on earth did you pull that one from, old boy?
Google. That was right direct from Google.
Yeah. No. No. Will can't type. Will can't even spell.
To be fair, I was almost there, wasn't I? Because
a software thing was as close as you were getting there. But you're jolly good, yeah. Will. Well done. Well done. And Kyle, last one to finish out the round.
Yes.
Are you taking the piss?
15.
The business partners of Apple in China were recently outed on an episode of which BBC program?
Click.
No.
Like they would know what's going on.
Click.
What's the BBC?
What's the BBC? Quite right.
Just kidding.
I have no idea. I don't know.
Bonus out there. Who wants it?
Panorama.
Oh, I think Mr. Wheatley
was...
That's
what I get for raising my hand.
Raising your hand. Jesus Christ.
Bets are off now.
You need the big button, Kelly.
Yes. There we go. Yeah, we should all get a buzzer. We'll do that this evening. Super. How many of those buzzers have you got, Bob?
My wife bought an assortment.
Your wife bought the entire sodding store.
Yes.
They
are here so that when she walks in when I'm working, I don't have to yell at her. I can just hit a buzzer, and that means I'm busy.
A marriage made in heaven.
She told me to put them all over my office so that she wouldn't disturb me when I was working. Isn't that awesome?
That's superb. Currently, I just shout at the wife and shout, will you bloody shut up, woman? Yeah.
She got sick of hearing it. That's what the buzzers are all
excellent.
About.
Is that the end of the round?
That is, yeah.
Big red button, says Wind Rider, proving he can type. The end of that round, Bob Levites has?
Three.
Excellent. Kelly has?
Five.
Six.
Oh, six.
Six. How could she say five and you say six?
Because she's got three right, which is 2 points each.
That's right.
That's right. I missed one.
Yeah. It's because they'll drop the S in maths in the States.
Ah,
so it counts.
See, there we go. Mr. Wheatley has?
I have four.
Excellent. Greeny has?
Four.
An assisted four.
Hold on. I've only got four. I got the panorama one, right?
No, but Wheatley got it right ahead of you. And I think, based on the fact that Kelly can talk faster and longer than anyone else, she would have got it if she hadn't put a bloody hand up. She's interrupted all sodding year, and then she puts her hand up when it matters. Typical.
Because it's for points.
Oh, okay. I must remember that then. I'll pass that on to Rankin.
I've been done twice now. I'm not coming back next year.
Okay.
You said that last year when I wiped the floor with you then, Will.
I told you she won last year.
Yeah.
I said she won last year. And Kyle has.
Three. And the chat room has one.
So based on my memory, who's leading?
Kelly.
Oh, there's a surprise. She's in again. She's going to wipe the floor with us again. Muller's answering Bananarama, but I'm not entirely sure what question that's for. Is that the CEO of IBM? Was she in Bananarama?
Yeah, they've moved to a group system the way BlackBerry did.
Ah, there we go. So, final round now. All to play for. Kelly out in the lead. Bit of tugging at the jerseys required, I think.
I think only myself and... Oh, no, wait a minute, because you get the bonus points as well. Oh,
yeah.
Never mind.
Yes, yes, there's bonus. Bob, your last question, sir. Which would you prefer?
Let me have number 11.
11.
11's taken.
Oh, 11's gone, yes.
13's taken too. 16.
16's taken.
Taken.
Gone. You've got 2, 5, 10, 18, or 19?
19.
MEPS engineer Chris Blumenberg left Apple for which company this year? MEPS engineer Chris Blumenberg left Apple for which company this year?
Google.
Wrong, I'm afraid.
Nokia.
No, wrong answer. Chat group, your chance to steal.
That was my second.
That was just, here we go. This is the chat room. Chat room stealing.
Ooh, let me have it.
No, because you cheated. No, you cheated. You must have cheated because no one knows this answer. Chat room still not cheating. Chat room could be stealing a point here, but no. No, it's...
Garmin.
Oh, it's not Yahoo is the wrong answer, Big Russ. It's Uber.
Uber.
My favorites. I'm thinking of getting them to deliver all the presents next year. But based on the route, no one would get any presents at all, I think. Yeah. Or at least there'd be a lot of money. Thieving bastards.
The opinions of Santa do not represent the opinions of the British Tech Network.
No. Kelly's turn. Kelly, pick a number, girl.
I will take 2.
Apple bought Beats for $3.2 billion this year, and this was capped with a publicity shot of Iovine, Cook, and Dr. Dre, and one other person in the upper area of the Apple atrium. Who was the fourth person? Who was that superhero? Who was that masked man? Was he a bird? No. Was he a plane? No. Was it Henry, the mild-mannered janitor? No.
Eddie Hugh.
It could be. Jolly good answer. Yes, correct.
Bloody hell. She wins every time.
Is that it now? Is it all over?
I think it's possible for... it's possible for me or Will to win as long as we get all the other bonus points, I think.
I'd tease you for being beaten by a girl, but Kelly would kick the shit out of me.
No, actually, I wouldn't. Go ahead.
Okay. You've all been beaten by a girl. Will. Will knows what it's like to be beaten by a girl. On a decent hourly rate. Will's question. I don't believe for one second that Will has any clue which ones are left.
I think I do, actually. I think you'll find 18.
18 is left. On August, you wish you hadn't picked this though, Jesus. On August the 1st, it became legal to do what with your iPhone? And it doesn't include bestiality.
August the 1st, this year?
On August the 1st this year, it became legal to do what with your iPhone?
I don't know, unlock it as in...
Yes, good God!
What? Have that, Santa!
Oh my life!
right, good. That's good, isn't it?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Windrider's just put something in the chat room. Super sleigh brings Santa sleigh to the 21st century. That's exactly what I've been looking for. Stop it freezing my tadger off. Looks like it's got heating and everything. Superb.
Yeah, but where's the stripper pole?
Oh, good point. Good point.
It's strictly optional.
And being totally up with the performing arts, Greeny has opened the door in front of his camera and pissed off. Excellent. Excellent view there. Thank you, Will. Very good of you. Who's turning? Who hasn't answered the question yet? Is it Paul?
It's myself and Kyle.
Paul, your turn.
Right. I'm going to go with number 10, please.
Number 10. According to Apple, what was the top movie? Did you hear that? Not single, not album, not French pastry. Movie of the year.
I think it might have been the same as the album. Was it Frozen?
Good God. How hard was that? Yes, Frozen by a mile.
Yeah.
In fact, Frozen is the all-time leading sales of a movie in iTunes ever.
Wow.
Wow.
No one has sold any more than Frozen. I don't think anyone ever will. Even White Christmas. Not so
wow.
much. Just Frozen. Let it go. Don't chase that record. Let it go. Turn around and close the door. Kyle, last question. What's left?
I don't know what's left. Number two.
Number five is the only one that's left.
Okay.
Oh, it's just the other one? Okay, number five.
What are the two listed screen sizes of the iPhone 6?
Oh, 4.7 and 5.5.
Oh, jolly good. Very easy.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
5.5 is the listed screen size of the i6. That's iPhone 6 Plus.
Weekly, you can't actually challenge unless your audio's working. You turned into a stuttering mess there. We'll take all variants and we'll take 2 points off you for being a cheeky bastard.
No, I've got the scores.
And that
I'll
brings,
decide.
That brings to an end this year's Christmas quiz. Right, but we're going to keep some suspense here because Greeny wants to do the cool thing.
Okay? Yeah, okay.
So we'll do that after we've dealt with a few administration issues. And the first one is, here's the sweet... Oh, shit, that's a microphone. The first one is the sweets here from the UK2 competition, okay? Now, the competition is now closed, so if you get an email after... 4:15, because we started on time, Jesus Christ, then I'm afraid I won't count. But there were, in this bag, 444 sweets. There you go. Which means Rankin the Greedy Bastard had 56 of them. And he's put a hole in it. Look, it wasn't me. So there might only be 443. Anyway, top 10 answers from all of the Patreon subscribers. We'll get 44 sweets. There we go. Superb. Lots of entries. Thank you very much. And lots of people subscribing on Patreon. I know Rankin really appreciates that. So please do support UK2 and, of course, support Patreon. Oh, excuse me. Jolly good. And Greeny, go ahead then with the cool thing.
Right. Now, this is a really good one. It's free, which is always nice. I know Carl likes that. Mind you, it probably won't be that useful to you because it's a UK-based app.
Kyle has no boundaries, mate. Nothing that a VPN can't solve.
If you're bored and you're in London and you fancy doing a pub crawl, but a themed pub crawl, there is an application called the Ale Trail. So Ale Trail, and it's published by a brewery called Taylor Walker. So you click on it, and it's really nice. So it's themed, so you can choose from science and history, famous faces, and so each pub is related to a particular person there. Board game, so you go around London based on Monopoly. The Ghost Walk. Bright Lights of London and Retail Therapy, and the one I did recently was the Ghost Walk around London. And a quick description: this spooky trail takes you through upmarket Kensington to historic pubs renowned for their ghostly goings on, including the Grenadier, which is one of the UK's top 10 most haunted pubs. And I went for not to name drop, but I went for a Christmas booze up with the guys from ITV, and we all went to the Grenadier based on this app, and it's superb. So this particular app takes you to Paxton's Head, Tattersall's Tavern, the Gloucester, Coach Horses, Grenadier and Chubb's Tavern and everything else. And so when you click on each of the pubs, it tells you something about their history and so forth. It's absolutely free of charge, and over this Christmas holiday, if you're looking for a bit of a pub crawl with your mates, I totally recommend it. So just do it again. This is the Ale Trail, and it's... created by Taylor Walker, who are the, I think, either the pub owners or...
Self-promotion then there. Other pub networks are available.
Are they?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
TaylorWalker.co.uk Ultra. Yes. Well done, Kelly.
Pretty cool.
Does anyone else have a cool thing they want to do desperately?
I could. I've got a case. It's a moan more than anything else.
Oh, okay. Go for it. A pass. A pass of the week.
It's not really, well, it's a more, right, so I love the spec cases, the one that you put the credit cards in the back of. I had one for the 5S and I had one for my 5 and so on and so forth. I was expecting the new spec case to come out for the iPhone 6 Plus and the 6 for the credit card case. They haven't come. And actually, the little sign-up bit on the website went down a couple of weeks ago. So I'm assuming that it's just never going to come. So I went on Amazon to try and find an alternate to it. And I'm now on my different credit card holding case. This is the current one I'm on. It's by a company called Spigen, S-P-I-G-E-N. Maybe it's got a fancier way of pronouncing that than Spigen. And basically what happens is, I don't know if you can see that there, but the whole back of the case slides down. I better make sure that I don't show you enough to show you my credit card numbers. But yeah, I don't know if you can see that there.
We can barely see you.
But it's the back case kind of opens like a little kind of hidden door, and then you've got two credit cards inside there, and it's fine, but this bit here just sort of doesn't stay closed. See, if I tap it a little bit, it just opens again, and I don't know, I just want I want Spec to make their really good iPhone case that has the credit card slot in the back. I don't understand why it's so complicated and why they won't just do it.
I don't I'm sorry, I don't want to sound really stupid, but I'm confused.
Why is that?
What was the point of all of that?
Well, the point of all that is I wanted to do a public service announcement to say, Spec, please make the case for my phone that I like that you said you were gone and you never have.
Okay. Try an email next time.
Well, no, I've done that. And they keep telling me, oh, it's coming. Yeah, coming. And now they aren't replying to my emails.
Well, yeah, because you keep pestering them, you see.
Yeah, yeah, I know. But this case is okay. If you're looking for one, it's like 30 quid on Amazon. It's not awful. Does the job, but it's not the one that I want. And the, yeah.
Try a bit of gaffer tape on the top.
No.
Do what everyone else says. They'll fix that in version 2.
Actually, does anybody know of anywhere that can make me a case to my spec?
I'm sure.
I know
Head on down to the lumber mart. try JC Turner on Twitter. James Turner. He's a wonder with wood.
Okay.
Kelly, you were saying?
I know that Incipio makes one, but that's the only part. I know nothing of it except aside from its existence. That's all I got.
Kelly. Incipio. I've had an Incipio iPod case before. I didn't know they made cases for credit cards. Okay. I'm going to investigate that.
I remember seeing it go by, but I don't know for certain. So.
Oh no! I have looked at this one. This one's got a little door in the back, and it kind of clips open.
I think so.
Yeah, I think I would break that.
Okay. I can tell you that Wirecutter probably will tell you who the best one is over at thewirecutter.com. In fact, if we're picking, I'm going to make thewirecutter.com my pick. Because the great thing about the Wirecutter is that they put everything well through its paces before they actually post the review. So it's not, I spent a week trying to carry things around in a suitcase across town to tell you what it's like. They tell you, we had someone fly 40,000 miles with this suitcase, and here's how it turned out.
Okay.
So they're super in-depth. And the nice thing is they also update those things occasionally. So, you know, the best case for the iPhone 5 is probably still being updated. The best case for the iPhone 6, I'm sure, is a thing by now. And those will update over time. So in the next couple of months, if somebody comes out with the amazing wallet case, and the Wirecutter will update and say, hey, this is actually the greatest one. We thought it was this, but now we know it's this.
That's awesome. So, I've never heard of these people before. This is incredible.
Well, they're amazing.
Okay. I can finish just now. I'm just going to spend a bit of time on this website. So it's been good chatting to you all.
Okay. I don't know if you do cool things normally, but I hope it's better fucking entertainment than this shit. anyone else? Anyone else? Bob's gone to sleep. He's catching flies. No. Oh, no, he's back.
The RSS feed for Wirecutter.
Ah. Not looking at a pub tour. Kyle, have you got anything, or is that it?
I picked something up today, actually. I've been getting really tired of my Apple keyboard. I know that sounds bad saying that on an Apple or a Mac podcast, but I wanted something that was slick and lit up and, I don't know, like a gaming keyboard, actually, and that's what I picked up. And it's actually, it was quite cheap, and it works pretty well, actually. It's from eBlue. It's called the Cobra Gaming Keyboard, and it has backlit LED keys, and it's got lights all around the thing, and I don't know, it looks cool. You can change it to red, blue, or purple. I don't know why you'd want to do purple, but, you know, red and blue, they look really good on it. And it's like, well, the equivalent is like $45, so I don't know what that'd be in pounds, like, what, 30 pounds, 32 pounds?
Yeah, about that.
38 pounds, yeah. So, yeah, I quite like it.
28.
Looks good. Okay, there you go. 28 pounds.
Cool.
Excellent. Jolly good.
I actually don't like the keyboard a bit, Kyle. I'm with you 100%.
Say what?
Yeah.
I don't like the Apple keyboard. There's no action to the keys. What you do get is really mushy, and they bottom out really fast, and it's no fun at all.
Yeah, that's been my problem, because I've been doing... Well, actually, in the last 2 weeks, I've been getting so irritated with it because of all the editing I've been doing. Yep. And, you know, the control keys and everything else, and I just had it. And so I found one, a good deal on one. It wasn't even on sale, and I thought, and it looked good, and so there you go. I mean, there's some keyboards that are ridiculous, you know, like, you know, $300 or $400. No, I don't need the keyboard like that. I'm not a pro gamer, you know. I just need a good keyboard.
I think Muller in the chat room has started drinking at opening Christmas crackers, because he's putting some jokes in that are just not funny.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame them either.
But they're more entertaining than the shit you lot have come out with.
Yeah,
Muller also says that Prince would do purple. I'm sorry if I've offended any of you there. Honestly.
No, you're not. Well, one could argue that the quality of the entertainment is down to the host, though, so, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right, ooh. Okay. Where are you? Where can we get a hold of you? Bob!
Yes?
Where can we get a hold of you, mate?
www.boblevitis.com or boblevitis.tv starting next year.
Oh, Charlie, good. TV ooh. Show coming. Stardom. Big bucks. Girls. Beer. What's the drinking, mate? Does the liver no good? Kelly, where are you?
I'm not sure. I should tell Dan.
Oh, I'll be stopping by later, darling. And I'll see you at 8 o'clock as planned. Or is it going to be 8:30?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. Where are you?
You can find me on Twitter as Verso, and you can also find me over at The Mac Observer, where yesterday afternoon I put up the Procrastinator's Guide to Christmas Shopping. You should go check it out.
Excellent. Jolly good.
But you waited until the 22nd to post
it. Ah, ha, ha, very good.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Excellent. The Procrastinator's Guide.
See, that's quality entertainment right there. Where are you, Mr. Wheatley?
You could find me all over this network in a variety of places. I'll be in the Big Show tonight as well. You can also find me in the Pocket Show and the Gamer Show on this network too. I will be posting the Gamer Show Christmas quiz at some point over the next few days. I'm hopefully going to get out before Christmas. If not, I'll do it on the weekend. There was a huge amount of editing to be done on that show. Yeah. But you can find me all over the place. And I'll be back with the Pocket Show the second Monday after Christmas, I think it will be. Yes. All good.
Excellent. Really good. Greeny, where are you, mate?
BritishMac.com and Twitter is BritishMac.
And are you playing any gigs over Christmas?
Yes, I'm playing pretty much all over Christmas, which is fun. So the old jazz piano will be... being stroked. Stroking my organ well over the Christmas period.
Ho, ho, ho. Anyway.
Wait. Did Santa just ask a question that Will knew the answer to?
Ah! Oh, God.
I, I almost wouldn't. I would have won it if Santa hadn't cheated.
No misogynist likes a bad female
winner.
Oh, and
gotten me completely out of bed at a ridiculous hour to come here and wipe the floor with all of y'all? Really?
He wouldn't have won. I won this year's Christmas thingy. It was just despicable treatment of my correct answers by Father Christmas.
Right.
You always win the Christmas quiz in Bubble Universe, don't you, Will?
And here's me trying to get you some people to come to your show. Where have you got anywhere that people can come and watch your jazz skills, Greeny? and your shit sting impression? Give me a venue. Give me a venue.
I'm going to give you a venue. It's
preferably one with a cheap ticket.
White Hart in Ironbridge. I'm playing on the next one is the 27th, and then the one after that, again at the White Hart in Ironbridge, is...
Jesus Christ, they asked you back?
I know, it's amazing.
Good God.
And on New Year's Eve as well. I'm playing on New Year's Eve. Should be
so, there. 27th at the White Hart in Ironbridge.
And then I'll say the New Year's Eve one should be a laugh because one of my best friends, Chris Grocott, who's probably the best musician I think I've ever known, he'll be playing alongside me too. So we're doing a bit of a duet and all that sort of stuff. So that's good. Or no, not duet. Duets, is it female? Or should it be duo or duet? I don't know.
Duet.
I didn't think there was a difference.
Duo.
There is a duet. Duo is who plays, and duet is what they're singing.
Duo. There we
or
go.
Or playing.
Yeah, there we go. Duo. She knows that answer too as well, Guru.
The people are the duo, the song is the duet.
Yeah, Bob was in the second place. Yeah. And Kyle, where are you, sir?
Well, you can find me here on the network, too. I'll be back with a new show January 5th. Until then, find me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger.
Excellent.
Who gave you the week off?
I gave myself 2 weeks off just to do that.
Oh dear God. My name's Santa. You can get me at the Santa Claus with a W on Twitter. And I'll be back
any strip club.
And I'll be back again at 8 o'clock if my voice holds out, despite having a seriously bad cold, for the big show at 8 p.m. this evening. However, by 3.5 hours from now, I may have been drinking. And just put you on fair warning. I've stayed sober because I'm a total professional this afternoon. But by this afternoon, I may be shit-faced. So... And I'm hoping that Wheatley will be shit-faced as well.
We get it.
Maybe. Kelly can be shit-faced because it's lunchtime there.
Yeah. It's past the yard arm.
Kyle will be sleeping and Bob can
sleeping, yeah.
Bob can watch. And Greeny will be playing the piano at the White Hart 27th. Don't forget to be there. In fact, I think we should get a coach trip up. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be like that scene from the Blues Brothers. We'll have to put him behind chicken wire. For all the bottles that are going to be thrown at him. Right, we'll see you later. Thanks for joining in, and I'm very proud to say I'm the only person this year that's done the Mac show in under an hour. Ha! Stick that. Thank you.
But it only took 40 minutes to get it going.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Christensen sent me a message, and he's put, me. I'm so 140 characters of O. Sorry, dude. I frigging blew it. There we go.
I've just noticed something that I think is a new thing on Amazon, and it's probably only applicable to British people. But you know that website that Kelly just told us about, the Wirecutter?
Yeah.
Found a link on it to find a iPhone 6 Plus credit card holder. It's not quite what I'm looking for, but I think it's better than what I've got, and so I've... And then in the bottom, even though it's on Amazon.com, it says this item ships to, and then my address. And I thought, that's weird. It's Amazon.com and everything's in dollars. So I decided to log in and try and process it. And sure enough, it left me on Amazon.com and allowed me to process, buy it, and everything's accepted it. And it's charged me in dollars, even though it's an Amazon.com thing. Because what used to happen is when you were on Amazon.com and you logged in, it sent you to Amazon.co.uk.
Yeah, but but you'll be paying import tax on that.
Oh, no doubt, but it's bloody cheap. I mean, it's only $30 or something like that, which is, I don't know, 7 pence or something.
Yeah, how much
So, you know, import fee and that's going to be nothing. But that's awesome. I didn't know Amazon did that. That's a totally new thing.
How much did you pay on the postage?
Postage is free. It was Prime.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, I know.
Well, best of luck getting that before June.
Well, it says it's going to get delivered on the 5th of July. January. Sorry,
no,
not July.
No.
January.
No. You had it right the first time, boy.
No. 5th of January. If all this is true, that's awesome.
Yes.
I didn't know it did that. Sorry. Carry on closing the show up.
That's okay. No, we're finished.
No, that's great. I didn't realize that you could do that either. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well,
that's pretty cool.
I think we've assured ourselves that Bubble of Isis won't come back on this network ever.
Why? Absolutely no sounds of an unapproval there.
Frankie will be so upset he doesn't have a full set now. Looking for the all-star band and he hasn't got it. I've got it. Ha!